Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the pleasures of dining in Baltimore is the number of different cuisines we can sample. At Cipriana of Roland Park, the culinary traditions of Cyprus are on display. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I have to tell you, that little island turns out some fabulous food.
It does.
Which is why I've invited Chef Maria Kamaki to be with us today. And I got to compliment you. The food at your restaurant is fabulous. I love it.
Thank you.
Can you explain to us the basic differences between Cyprus and Greek cooking?
The basic difference is that the Cypriot cuisine has been very much influenced by the Phoenicians, the Venetians, the Italians, the Spanish.
The Spaniards, yeah, for sure.
And also the Greeks and the Turks.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just go for years and never run out of ideas.
Yeah, it's an amazing cuisine with lots of great things to use just from the island itself.
Yeah. Well, I've eaten at your restaurant a number of times now, and I am so impressed with your soups. You have a mushroom soup that is the best I've ever tasted.
Hmm.
And I had a slow-roasted pork belly the other night. And it was so juicy and
nice.
Moist and had incredible seasoning on it. And it made me think that you really know your way around spices and herbs in cooking, don't you?
I do. I love spices and herbs so much that we grow our own herbs in our herb garden.
Mm-hmm.
Even letting them go to seed so that we can make spices from those seeds.
Oh, nice, nice.
That's great. I think it's interesting that you said that you cut fresh.
Yes.
But you dry, too.
We cut, we dry, then we go to seed,
uh-huh.
Then we grind.
What are you growing? What are the interesting things that you're growing?
So the ones that we let go to seed are usually the cilantro.
Sure.
And the Greek basil, but we also grow Cypress mint.
Greek basil, what's Greek basil?
It's a different type of basil than the typical Italian basil that you find in the market. It's a much thinner leaf.
Okay.
It almost grows like each one is like a stalk with two leaves directly across from each other rather than the kind of curlier type.
Sure, sure. And the flavor profile is?
Is more, you can taste the basil, but it also tastes like clove.
Mm.
Wow, wow. That's
really,
that's really something.
And what was the mint?
Cypress mint. So Cypress mint is not even like a spearmint.
Okay.
It's not a sweet mint. It's definitely a savory mint.
Interesting.
Little peppery when you bite into it.
And you said that this doesn't go to seed. So this had to come from?
My mother-in-law who brought some roots way back before 9/11. So we've just, between us and the cousins.
Smuggled in.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
We won't say anything.
Now, I love the tabbouleh that you put on the plate as a side dish. What goes into that?
So the tabbouleh is basically a parsley salad. Mm. We use a flat leaf Italian parsley, grape tomatoes, seedless cucumbers, fresh squeezed lemon juice, and kosher salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's a grain, right?
Yes. Well, a typical tabbouleh would have a cracked bulgur wheat that is usually done from raw, but we do a quinoa so that ours is gluten-free.
That's amazing.
That's a nice accommodation.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
That's a nice thing to do. Well, I just love eating at your restaurant, and maybe we'll try to put a tabbouleh recipe on the website so people can try it at home. But go see Cipriana. It's just a wonderful place to eat, and I'm sure you're going to fall in love with Chef Maria. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.